I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, I began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all, the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them. Then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Samarian at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Hey, all you wogs out there in Wog World, welcome to the Rant Radio, a Monday night show, Sean Kennedy Show, and I am the man, Sean Kennedy, coming at you live. And if you download this, I'm not live, it's just a pre-recorded statement that I made. Don't fool yourself. This is episode 14, the topic tonight is the Blade Runner state. It's coming and why we need to be ready. And a lot of people still don't believe that the Blade Runner state, or what I've also called the core political state. People say, we talked about the core political state last week. Yes, it's important. We talk about it a lot on the show. But now we're talking a little bit more, getting away from the core political is a term that I phrase. We're going to talk about parallels in literature, in the cyberpunk literature, in the Blade Runner universe, and that type of genre, the Matrix-y, that kind of thing. Not so much the Matrix-y, but mostly the ideas of the old Steve Jackson cyberpunk game. If you ever want to check that, huge parallels to the state we're in today. And a lot of people look back and they kind of still laugh at all us little people running around going, oh yeah, you're all talking about, you know, the cyber culture, you guys don't know anything. Oh yeah, well, I got some ammo for you, my friend.
That's right, and they're in the channel.
That's right, and I'm going to give you guys some scary data. Lots of news came in this week thanks to Tyndalos, who's been sending me news like a freak.
He's been scouring the internet for
I get like 5 stories a day.
Here, Sean, more
news.
Yep,
more news.
Just this.
And then, like, his subject lines, you're like, yep, more news. And then the next one's like, yeah, I think I have a problem. God, I can't stop. Things like that.
Help me. Kill me.
Before we go any further, know that you are free to distribute this broadcast in any form you want. You can do anything you want with this broadcast. You can burn it. You can give it to people you don't know. Make tapes out of it. Make 8 tracks. I'd love to see this show on an 8
Make
track.
It in Braille.
Make it in Braille. Braille this show. We'll get some of those monks who, like, walk across China with the bell going, ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Smoke signals, anything you want.
You bet. You can just do whatever you like. You can carve the entire
Make
dialogue.
A flash page about it.
You can take the Ask Sean Kennedy, get giant cockroaches, paint it in nail polish on the back of the cockroaches, and then let them go in small public places. Breed cockroaches, paint my logo on them, Sean Kennedy the man.
Let them go.
Be like a really twisted, really violent version of Joe's apartment. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Be like, who's the guy who directed RoboCop?
Oh, name escapes me.
Yeah, have that guy do Joe's apartment. That would rock. The cockroaches have a decidedly different term. It'd be like the cross between Joe's apartment and Damnation Alley. So in the IRC tonight, we have Enki, Homer, Orbit Juice, Smokehouse, the Wind Down.
Wind Down. Caught yourself.
Caught myself there. African Love Turtle and his mom. This is African Love Turtle.
And your mom.
And your mom, man. Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Spinky Boy, Botweiler, Breaker One, Cab Doolies. Hang down your cab, John Dooley's. Case AFK, Changes. Kleincom, Changes. Is married to, I think it's Tyndalos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
New in the IRC anyway.
Yeah. Changes sent me an email talking about why isn't your wife ever on the show? It'd be interesting to have her perspective.
Wife?
Yes.
Oh.
It'd be interesting to have her perspective.
Well, I don't know, man.
And I sent her a message back saying, because I'm the man and I'm the male Gestapo, and I say, no, you're not coming on the show.
No.
It's just because my
nine.
Wife. Nine bitte Asudaten. No, it's just because a lot of people...
It's Sean's show.
It's my show. It's not my wife's show.
Why isn't your dog on the show, Sean?
No. No, it's a valid question. And the reason why I don't is because my wife is personal. And everyone who's been around for a long time go, no, don't talk about Sean's wife. But I was just asking. No, don't talk about Sean's wife. Sean's insane. Sean has a problem. Sean's nuts. Oh my God! What am I doing? This is dumb.
Click there.
What? KCFK, curse you. Okay, where are we at here? Changes. Klein-Com, Dacid, Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, ECSM, fucking Terrell, God Money, Gorka, Griffin, Half Elf, Hybrid Theory, Henry Rollins, Fan, Knight, Crazy Fuck, Leshek, Lentium, Liquid Fire, Lizard, studying. You're not studying.
Listen to the show.
What are you doing, Lizard? You're not studying. Don't give me any shit. Just take that off. You're not studying, okay? How can you study with me going, wah! In your background. It's not going to work, man.
No.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, good to see you. Mary Rebel Virgin, Mr. Echo, Neckos, Nest Naked, Neuralized, Psycho Wolf Puff, Quoth, Rat Fucker, Rotos, Soab, Sparky, Tanthrix, Doubt 8 Cheese, Templar Knight, Test Subject, Tindalos, Trotsky's Ghost, Vatarkrieg. Vatarkrieg, who actually contributed some stories tonight. Zandad, Zerstor, Pyro, Laboratory Rat.
Welcome all. Welcome one.
Welcome one. Welcome all. And thank you for tuning in. And those of you not in the IRC, how do you get to the IRC?
You can go to the webpage and click on IRC, or chat, actually. And that's the easy way. The harder way, for the more technically advanced, is you can download an IRC client and then go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, all one word.
For everyone who doesn't know and doesn't understand about what I'm talking about, when I get in the IRC and I start screaming, WOG! WOG! For everyone who's not paying attention.
What's all that about?
Well, it's actually a derivative of polywog, which L. Ron Hubbard.
Quick whack!
Give me some flapjack.
I want to rock right now. I'm L. Ron, and I came to get down.
Yo, I'm L. Ron. MC L. Ron
Yo, I'm L. Ron, and I'm not bankrupt. Everybody makes fun of me because you know I suck. Okay, hang on. What do we got here? Just Free Verse and Sean busting wild on the mic. Did we go over the IRC?
Let's start again. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. You are free to distribute this show.
In a moment, the beat will be in many pots.
Many pots.
Come on and break.
If you want to get in touch with us and you have some cool information you can pass on to Sim.
Or Sean.
Well, mostly Sim. You can get
Sim. No more Sean, huh?
No. My cursor is on this line here.
Oh, that. Okay.
Follow along gently. You know it's time to hear the page. When you hear the R2, you're going to go...
When you hear the word, when you hear ding, turn the page.
Ding, turn the fucking. You'll know it is time to hear the to turn the page when the gut shot policeman begins to scream. Oh my God, my fucking stomach! if you want to get us here, it's info@rantradio.com.
Send your WOG pictures in, and guess what? I updated the WOG picture page.
Oh really?
Picture page. It's picture. Yes.
WOG Witcher page. Let's put the WOG Witcher page.
The what?
Witcher Pog page.
Are they pogs?
Remember? Pogs.
Yes, Pogs. Podcast. We need Sean Kennedy Pogs. So somebody out there want to make a Sean Kennedy
Pog? Make a Sean K Pog. Only thing is my Pogs would be so mighty, they throw it at the ground, it would like shatter the table.
In the cartoons, they land on the ground. Yeah, that's what the kind of Pogs. There it is in the IRC WOG Mecca.
I want to see.
I want to see the Meccas.
I want to see the WOG Meccas. That's right. If everyone who wants a Mecca, you get a Mecca. Because I am an agent of Xenu. I am an agent of the great enemy of Scientology. And Xenu knows. He knows your pain. He knows you've been repressed and no one takes you seriously. So what is he doing? He's offering for you. You can either spend $500,000 to become Thetan free and therefore a perfect Scientologist, questioning your sanity and money and health.
That's the hard way.
Why do that? Sean Kennedy, join my army. Become a WOG. You too get a Mecca. And just look at the wonderful Meccas that have been given out already. We've got ASCII Meccas for those of you who wish to spout your Xenu presence.
That's from the music, WOG 1.
Music WOG 1. He rocks. And we have a wonderful WOG Mecca descending in upon, looks like Macross. Looks very good.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's like that. That's that hill with the Jesus on top, I think.
Is it?
And I think they took out the Jesus and the WOG came off the hill.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Xenu is my shepherd. I shall not
walk. That's right. Xenu is your shepherd. And how happy is he? He's dominating Mexico. Down we go. Let's just keep scrolling here. Whoa.
And there's a very futuristic kind of...
Zerstor.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Yeah, there's
Dacid,
a lot of them.
Dacid. Who's in the IRC right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Way to go, Dacid.
And there's an awesome 3D rendering. Blowing apart a Scientology sign right there, if you look closely.
Yeah, the wall ground force.
That one's great. It's got a little scoop on there to scoop up the Scientologist. See the little bit of blood.
I can see that. Mine clearer.
That's great. And Sean thinks I'm a sexy bitch.
That's right.
That is great.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman is the poster girl for Walks Everywhere because she decided, hey, Tom, you suck.
Enough is enough.
I'm bailing.
I'm out of here.
Fuck this. I'm joining the Wog Armada. And very soon, someone's going to draw us a picture of the Nicole Kidman mech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is a lot of legs.
And there's a little banner for people to put
Mecca.
Up on their page for Rant Radio and SKTFM and Wog Mecca. It's all there for you. You can put that up on your page and point it to, Rant Radio or something. Then there's one by Vata Krieg.
Vata Krieg's Warhammer 40K.
It's called Hands.
Lead Wog.
The Lead Wog.
Which is really quite scary, actually. That would
it
like,
is.
When you nail all the hands of Scientologists to your mech. Very bad. Very bad.
Then there's some old stuff here.
Wog Bless America.
Wog Bless America.
Rat Wogs.
The Rat Wog. I think that's from Rat Fucker.
Yeah.
And there's some more rats with an actual lab rat. Oh, from Lab Rat.
Lab Rat. That's right.
Rat.
Then we have
some sketchy stuff there. That's looking pretty cool.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, I love that. And
More
Zerstor. So send yours in, and you could be added to the page.
Do you not have the Satanic mech that was done by...
I never got a link to that.
Oh, wow. It's,
is that pretty brutal?
Yeah. It's probably...
Email it to me. It's easier that way.
Info. I'll forward it on to you. It's
okay.
Amazing.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's
sweet. Yeah, it's... creep. Creep.
Vampire Creep? Previously Vampire?
Yeah. Well, no, I think he's still Vampire Creep. Send it again. Send it to info@rantradio.com. I'm sure he got it. I guess he didn't. There it is.
I'm going to make these all thumbnails and nice after, now that I've got enough of these.
So we've got some there.
Lots of cool little looking things.
Wog Mecca. You got to have them. Got to get them all.
So, and these are like future designs for mechs that we're giving out.
Well,
so
most of the mechs...
So if you want to request one of those designs...
You'll have to okay with their designer, but you know, there's certain... They got to go through, you know, the proper channels because, you know. But we've had letters from people who are already happy and already taking over with their Wog Mecca. Holy crap, is the IRC ever getting full?
Destroying cities.
Oh, yeah. They've dominated their towns.
Yeah.
Okay, chicks. Dig Mecca. Okay, that's what it is. So, before we go any further, if you've gone and we were downing that drink that I fed you last week on the drink of the night, you're probably in pretty rough shape because you've been drinking these...
don't drink it every day. Just, like, I don't know, on the weekend or something, right?
Well, you know, you got to take the edge off. So, tonight's drink of the night is the pick-me-up, which is a morning after remedy. So, if you're up for a hard night of drinking, make sure that you go down and get those little tiny bottles so that you can make yourself up one of these bad boys.
H-O-T-D, hair of the dog that bit you.
That's actually a different drink. But
is it? Like, it's a real drink.
That's a real drink, yeah. This is the pick-me-up, which is 1 ounce cognac, 1 ounce Dubonnet, half a twist of anisette, or pardon me, half ounce of anisette, a twist of lemon peel, and the white only of one egg.
Mm.
And then you strain all that into a chilled cocktail glass, down it, and you're good to go.
Mm, the pick-me-up.
The pick-me-up. So that is the official Sean K. Episode 14 drink of the night.
The official one.
The official one. As opposed to the unofficial one, which is, I think, some kind of herbal tea. That's
okay, I got some more art, and this is crazy. This is insane.
Am I going to go crazy over this?
Oh, you're going to... Oh.
I'm going to...
You're going to have to change your underwear. I think you might have seen it, but...
I've seen Goon Squad. I have not seen this one, though.
Okay, I'm going to post in the IRC so you can follow along with
rad.
It. Like the uber sexy Sean there.
Oh, my
super cartoon
God.
Ready for action.
That's the shit! Holy crap! What a sexy bitch.
That is picture number one.
What?
Yes.
Id Fungus, you're a maniac.
Id Fungus.
Id Fungus is a madman. Okay.
You gave him props, and now he gives you art.
Oh, my God. Like, he's doing more than one?
Look at that.
Holy crap.
Here's some Wog Mecca. Look at the
giant toads. With giant toads. This is magic.
Look at that gun strapped to the back of the giant toad.
This is fantastic shit, man.
Isn't it? That's awesome.
I, like, want to get this stuff put on T-shirts. Nixter, put that on a T-shirt.
Look at that. Rant Radio on the side of there.
Oh, this is horny.
Did I post that one? No, here's the second one.
Oh, my God. This is... The frog rocks all.
Isn't that frog awesome?
Oh. I don't know what to say here. This is craziness. That frog is mine. You know what that frog's name is? You know, that's Lodor.
Lodor the frog. That's such a frog.
Lodor is the king of the wog frogs. Maybe we can get some more art of Lodor just on his own.
Because wog, polywog, frog,
Lodor,
it all works for me.
Lodor the wog frog. Don't, do not fuck with Lodor. Okay. That's
big thumbs up there.
Big thumbs up with the satanic mecca. And, oh, man, this
Satan
is
cow mecca there.
Satan cow mecca. All hail the almighty bovine.
I love that little picture there with the microphone. Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh, look at the fingernails you got there, Sean.
It fungus. Yeah, I got the major coke nail going on there.
I didn't notice that before.
I'm a slaughterhouse there. Holy cow. It, you know, people who can do this kind of stuff just blow my mind.
So if you're an artist or...
Yeah.
Send some stuff
Holy.
In.
Holy. Id Fungus.
And it's got some kills on the side.
Yeah, I see that.
A lot of detail in
wow,
this.
Wow, that's...
It's not quite done either.
Yeah, I think Id Fungus, please drop me that link or somebody drop me that link to my email. actually, no, only one person do it.
It says, wait till Sumerian, the SKTFM co-host, eats the character based on him, sort of.
Sort of.
Eep. In danger.
Nicely done.
That's so cool.
That's
we
like
love
huge
that.
Time. Yeah, that's so slick. Id Fungus, you slay all. So,
Potter Creek sounds like you need a Kleenex. You're like spooging all over the place.
Oh,
I guess.
Oh, that's I'm fucking I'm horny now.
No offense, Sean K, but how gay is your pictures from your photo shoot? Liquid Fire says they're not gay.
I do need to get some more.
Sean
shots.
Wants some new pictures.
Yeah,
anyway.
I've got to get some new shots done.
So we'll find a cool place and take some photos.
Yeah, we will. Actually, a couple friends of mine got some smoke machines and shit like that. So we might
smoke is good.
I'd like to get something maybe a little bit more burned out. Maybe something in a junkyard or maybe we could go to like some scrap burned out oil.
More industrial type rather than
a little bit
badass
more.
Graffiti.
Yeah, so it's not so clear clean. Yeah, I do need some more shots. I've got to hook that up with our buddy, so with the professor from Professor Pictures, who we wound up in the Seattle Times.
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did. Like it was actually got posted on the Seattle Times. I don't know.
You have a scan or
no? You know what? I don't even know if I attached it to the show.
Oh, is it in the on a webpage?
It's on a webpage.
Oh,
yeah.
Super cool.
So somebody will go find that.
Yeah, somebody please find that.
It's Seattle Times. Summer. It's on for Sunday.
Yeah.
On the Seattle Times, and it's if you do a search for.
What's the name of the...
Well, it was Mel's Hole. We were looking for Mel's Hole, and there's a photo of me, Professor Scott Harker,
really?
And the sound man. Yeah,
oh,
it's pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't actually in the newspaper.
Okay, just on the website?
Just on the website.
Okay.
So
somebody can find that.
And send it over. Professor, if you're listening right now, can you jump in the IRC and
send
know,
it on over?
If not, just... Like, I don't know, fucking...
Somebody will find
ICQ
it.
Someone and
send the message out.
Oh, there we are. Bang, it showed up.
Yes, smoke. Thank you. Thank you four times.
Smokehouse.
Yes, thank
okay,
you.
Smokehouse. Relax.
Calm down.
You relax, Smokehouse.
So let's just check this out.
There we go, and we can get there. Smokey's like... boom, and there's me.
Enlarged.
Enhanced. Yeah, wow.
Whoa, that's so much bigger.
That's huge.
Oh, there
right?
we go. There's Sean.
There's me with my Becker.
And somebody and with a little metal detector there.
Yeah, that's Red Elk. He's the guy who's crazier than a shithouse rat.
And there's Professor.
There's a Professor.
Not looking very professorish, but...
Well, no, it was cold. There's snow on the ground, which is okay for me. Notice
it
how
is normal clothes.
Notice how everyone else is wearing, like, heavy, heavy toques and gloves and shit,
yes.
And I'm there with a short sleeve shirt and a Becker on my back. I'm just like, hoo-ah! And I'm grilling Red Elk there. I'm totally just giving him shit.
That's him?
So it's, yeah, and down at the
looks
bottom...
Neanderthal a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's got this big pouch around his neck, which has got pieces of UFO in.
Okay.
I'm a psycho. Anyway, so if you go to the bottom of the article, down there, it says, there was me, where am I mentioned here?
Is it by name you're mentioned?
Oh, yeah, in a couple places. Skeptics, trapeze along. Down we go. That's exactly an aerial hole.
Should I, like, search for your name or something?
Yeah, go ahead. But that's where, like, I didn't actually... There we go. Did I? You will never...
Sean
Kennedy of the Paranormal Amateur Research Association. Of course, he misquoted that. It's the Advanced Research Association. But that's okay.
Amateur.
Yeah.
No, we're advanced.
We're highly advanced. Yeah, we made it up on the way down there. Is GPS receiver inspired by Ghostbusters? I love the way this guy's, like, subtly making fun of me.
No kidding.
Wow, how about I stomp on your nuts, you fag? Anyway, and explain he considers... The search is just like another kind of serious hobby. Some people play golf, he said.
That's
search,
it.
A searcher tripped over snow-covered logs. Be careful of the logs, Kennedy yelled. We were on a Sasquatch expedition and someone snapped a leg.
I was lying, but it was good fun.
That's funny.
Yes. Be careful of the logs.
Careful. Well, no, because they got these guys who are like these middle-aged motherfuckers. You don't know nothing about the wilderness, walking around with like Huna sticks and stuff. And, you know, they're walking over these logs that are stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
You slip on the log, it goes through, your body weight falls forward, you'll break your leg, okay? So I had to, like, tell these guys, hey, maybe you shouldn't run around on the mountaintop without any gear because you'll, like, get hurt. Just me, you know, never mind. So, not to be, like, too elitist or anything, but there it is. So that was kind of funny. That got sent into me, so I thought that was kind of fun.
That's pretty cool.
General news and reader feedback. Which is kind of funny that it's reader because, well, I don't actually write anything, so it should be listener feedback. But anyway,
there you go.
But, you know, who cares?
We make it up as we go.
From Tyndalos, first link in the IRC tonight. If you bring it up because I don't want to. I've got one hand on my microphone and I don't want to.
Where's your other hand?
Well, I don't want to talk about it. It takes a lot for me to stay this motivated. What do you want from me here? Okay.
There you go.
Let's just click on that and then we'll.
You want me to click on it too?
No, you have to click on it so I can read the article.
Okay.
Or, never mind, you're taking too long.
Ooh. That's some cool music.
Yeah, whatever. BT offers a new way to connect to the net. Now, this is from the BBC News. This is one of the things where they're talking about broadband becoming more and more prevalent in our society. This is something that everyone's like, yeah, well, of course it is. Yeah.
Broadband? What's that?
Broadband is the whole idea of fast internet. And BT is, there's going to be a lot more companies who are going to be doing like what BT is doing, where they're trying to find a way to make it, get broadband out there faster, stronger, better, and faster. Faster and faster.
Faster.
Faster is really important, so it's twice.
Okay.
Now, what does that mean? That means that everything is becoming digital very, very quickly. And if you don't think it is, you better wake up. Another great example of this and how is this affecting everybody's lives is a story of a town in the UK where they are putting in electronic voting. Wow, is this ever a bad idea? An ambitious electronic voting scheme will be testing St. Albans during the forthcoming local elections in the UK. Yes, yes, the people who brought you Gattaca and stem cell research are now doing electronic voting.
The British are great.
Yeah, they're good like that, except for the fact that, well, it's a secure land. Let me get this straight. It's secure, right? Yeah. How many voting stations have you got? Oh, several thousand. Over how far? Most of Britain. Yeah, that's real secure.
How do you connect those? Oh.
Yeah, that would be
through public lines.
Yeah, that would have to go through a public line unless you're running all new cable, which I really don't think they will.
Yeah, dedicated cable, for sure.
It's worrying that there's so much apathy in this country. You think there's a problem? Try America, buddy.
Yeah.
So, electronic voting. Now, this is a prime example of how, and this is why hackers are such terrorists. Because they got to stem this hacker problem now.
Okay, before this goes in, yeah.
Baby. You know,
how'd this guy, how'd Bonzo win?
You know,
a monkey won the elections.
Yeah.
Again,
gee.
In all the writings.
Gee, that's really brutal. And the problem here is not going to be the hackers. The problem is going to be the corporate-sponsored hackers.
Oh,
it's going to be the Republican groups, okay? What's good for Goose is good for Gander.
Whichever hackers paid the most is the side that wins.
That's right. And you're going to start seeing. Now, let's just digress for a little bit here. If you have not seen Blade Runner, or you haven't ever had a chance to take a look at the Steve Jackson game, cyberpunk stuff, you may want to do that, okay, because it's a really, really good idea. One of the things that is talked about in there is in the future, and Bruce Sterling, if you haven't read his book, Islands in the Net, read it, okay? It's I wasn't really amazed with the book. Like, it's a good book, but a lot of his theories and a lot of the things that he talks about in his book are coming to pass right now as the world is going on. So this is a prime example of the kind of world that is coming very quickly, and unless you're ready for it, unless you're prepared, because see, there's no such thing as luck. Okay, there's no such thing as luck. There is only the point where opportunity and preparedness meet. That's it. You make your own luck. If you are ready and you can see where the trend's going, you know, hey, there's a trend coming. You step off the train tracks. Boy, you sure were lucky. No, retard. I just know how to use my senses, okay? It's not a big deal. And you're seeing a lot of people getting tied up in, you know, people get all tied up on moral issues. People get tied up on all these different issues that are happening in our day-to-day world. People are, you know, special interest groups and all this kind of jazz are going off and I don't know what it is. I don't know what to call it. Maybe I'd call it distraction. Distraction media, maybe I call it distraction stories. I think in some cases, people are fighting for rights that they shouldn't be fighting for. And you're like, what are you talking about, Sean? How can people be fighting for rights they shouldn't be fighting for? Well, for example, no one seems to care that their privacy is slowly being slipped away. No one seems to care that corporations are taking over. Okay, we can't stop this, by the way. Just in case you're wondering, we should stop that. You have no chance. Okay, don't even try. All right, you can't.
They're more powerful than you.
They have more money than you. The only thing you can do is get ready for it and make sure that you don't wind up cratering.
They have more money than countries.
Yeah. Okay.
And more power than countries.
Don't.
They change laws.
Do not fuck with the dollar sign. You will lose. And people who say, well, you know, that guy died and he was a hero and he fought for his cause. You know what? Wogs don't die. Wogs adapt and overcome. Okay. Let the heroes die. Let somebody else go be a martyr. Okay. You got to be smart. You got to look after yourself in the coming world. Okay. It's a brave new world coming in, baby. We are going to sneak our way and slither our way in there. So we're going to survive because that's the only way to do. You got to stay moving and you got to stay hidden, because if you don't, you give them a target and they will nail your fucking head to a wall. All right. And the history is filled with opportunities to prove that very thing. So let's talk about a little bit more about the kind of rights people are going off about that just amaze me. For example, there's these two lesbians who are deaf. I'm not making this shit up. There's these two lesbians that are deaf that wanted to have a deaf child. So they made
deaf rights now.
Yeah, they found
on
a
purpose.
Deaf donor. Yeah, they found a deaf donor.
Okay.
So that they would have sperm donors, so they could inseminate themselves with
I guess they don't know all the genes, and this is going
person,
to happen.
A person genetically flawed,
yep.
Okay, to be deaf, and they're already deaf, so they're going to have a deaf child.
They don't think it's flawed.
Pardon me?
They don't think they're flawed.
Guess
maybe.
What? You're deaf. Your ears don't work. You are flawed.
They're evolved.
No, they're not. That's fucking stupid. Okay, and a lot of people are going, Sean, you know, hey, Sean, what are you doing here, Sean? Look, okay, hey, I'm not down on gay people. I'm not down on lesbians, okay? But guess what? You're gay. If you're genetically predisposed to be gay, you don't breed. That's why you're gay. Okay? There it is. Not saying you shouldn't breed. It's just meaning that whatever cosmic thing out there, if you're predisposed to be gay, you don't breed. That's why you're gay. If you were gay...
Possibly.
Well, possibly. I don't fucking even know. To be honest with you, I really don't care. What I have a problem with here is people creating, like, deaf people on purpose. If I was a baby, I'd be pissed off.
You could take this to an extreme, like a circus act breeding mutants, just to be put it like to
to ensure job creation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. But why would you purposely create a deaf child? Why would you do that? Why would you genetically make it possible for, like, it could be argued either way whether or not gay and lesbian people should be having kids. That's not the point here, and I don't even have I haven't given that enough thought. I don't really know.
I know a better solution than this.
Well, which is what?
Adopt a deaf baby. Instead of making another one.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Probably lots of them.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Why not creating another problem? Why don't you just, like, not compound that problem?
And
you know?
Solve a different problem.
Like, personally, I'm all for gene joking, okay? I'm all for the Gattaca system where I enhance my kid. Okay, I'm all for that. People are like, oh my God, Sean, I can't believe you said that. Well, too bad. My show, fuck off, okay? I believe in that stuff. I think it's great. If I was born, I would want to have every single genetic alternative. I mean, man, if I could have been born with an adamantium claws, I would have wanted that. Enhance my ass. I want to be able to fly and see in the dark and have a healing factor. Fucking A, man. Set me up. Homo Superior, right here. Set me up. X-Men, send me to Xavier's school. Okay. But, if I was to show up and both my parents never had legs and they wanted to have a baby that didn't have legs, so they cut my legs off when I was born, I'd be so pissed at that. I'd be like, Mom, Dad, y'all cut my legs off. Why the fuck did you do that?
You become a better beggar.
Become a better beggar. Yeah, people in Mexico. This happens to this day. There are people in Mexico right now who, now, this is not a statement against Mexicans. Understand that this is not going out. People go, oh, wow, Mexico.
There's other countries that happens,
yeah,
too.
It happens in, I always say Mexico, but it happens in South America. Okay? It happens in India. It happens in a lot of these nations where there are people who have very serious, you know, really serious poverty issues. They purposely cripple their children. They purposely, on purpose.
Eyes, legs,
oh, yeah.
Arms.
Take them out. You know, why? Because they make better beggars. Okay? And what is that? That's horrible. Yeah, but that's the grim reality. And you better face up to that. Realize that that's the kind of world we live in. And if you don't face up to that, you're going to be somebody else's bitch. Be it a corporation, be it some, you know, boss somewhere, or you're just going to go blissfully along, unaware of the reality of the world, and you're going to wind up screwed. Really, really bad. Oh. Screwed you. You.
Smokehouse. I wonder screwed. What a deaf rights protest sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, deaf rights. I mean, like, special interest group rights piss me off. Okay, they piss me off. Gay rights now. Why? Why? Why not just human rights? Why not everybody all on the same page? Okay? Why?
Nice rights that incorporates everyone.
Women against violence against women. Oh, so violence against men is okay? Is that the idea there? Is that how that works? No. Men are 10 times more likely to be a victim of violence than women are. You never hear that stat, though.
You think they'd be more accepting if they incorporated everyone. It's like violence against no one.
How about violence is bad, or violence sucks, or no more violence unless you're a Scientologist?
Stop hitting people.
Stop doing violent shit. You know, I don't know, something like that. It just makes me crazy. But these are the kind of things that people are drawing their attention towards. You know, never mind the fact that all my rights are being slowly drained away by some core political state. Never mind that. No. Let's focus on these gay people who want to have a deaf child. What?
Distraction.
Look over here. Don't focus. Nobody focus. Everything's going to be fine. Now, interesting. Last weekend, talking about this on the Core Political State, I was talking about privacy, and a guy wrote this in, and he asked to be unnamed. Okay, I can't say his name.
Mr. Unnamed.
Mr. Unnamed. I used to work at the Sharper Image, and if
that's,
you don't...
That's that place that sells really high-end
gizmos
stuff.
And yeah, shit. Gizmos. Yeah. If you don't record 75% of the customer's names and addresses, you receive a corrective action. You get reprimanded. It's definitely optional to forfeit this information, but should an employee 2 months in a row fail to meet their quota, they are mandatorily fired.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he thought, just a thought, you might be interested in what happens on the clerk side. So,
same thing at Radio Shack. Not quite as extreme, but they're very encouraged to get those names and addresses. Yeah, they get money, right? So when you buy a battery, it's like, can I have your name and address? For what? For my battery? In case it breaks?
Battery wears out? You're warranting this battery? I'm getting here. Just some crazy ass shit going on here. You know, and what is that? What is that if that is not economic extortion?
Yeah.
Do this. Or I will take away your livelihood.
Yeah.
How's that for corporate terrorism?
No more food for you.
You will invade other people's privacy, and we'll tell you to do it, or we'll fire you. I'm sure that's got to have some legal repercussions to that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be something going on with that.
Once you take out the legal mumbo-jumbo and the corrective action words, that's what it comes down to.
Oh yeah. It's just bullshit. I mean, it's like do what we want. We don't care if it's illegal. And if you don't do it, you get fucking fired. Have some of that. And you think this is the end? You think that's extreme? No, baby. That's the starting point. That's the seed that germinates inside you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's only gonna get better from here. Oh baby, you haven't even seen it from here. Okay. It's gonna get even worse and worse and worse and worse until we get to the level where we're running those commercials you see on RoboCop. You know, where the guy doesn't get the contract. He winds up shooting himself, waxing himself because of his family and shit like that, because he can't handle the stress. That's what's going to happen. That's where this is all going. You know a great comic book to read? Here's a great comic book to read. Go check out the old Alien series on Dark Horse Comics.
Oh, they are. That comes to my mind like almost every week. That first comic.
Yeah. Very, very, very cool. And they talk about this religious group in there. They had all this power and they got all this. It's kind of like Scientology. If you want to see what happened, remember Enron? Enron, you know, the whole gas company that screwed everyone and fucked off, and the executives were like killing themselves and shit. Yeah. Okay, well, they have a stadium, and Scientology bought the rights to that stadium, and they're changing it from the Enron Stadium to the L. Ron Stadium. Okay. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Here's the link.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Enron Stadium.
Broken
to
news.
Elron.
And this is apparently what's happening. And I don't know if this is a gag site or not, but apparently this is the
broken news.
Yep.
Changing the N to an L. Kind of sketchy.
I don't know. Maybe somebody could verify this.
I could see it happening.
New name for Enron for World News. Is this thing like a total gag or what? Bush, access of stupidity. Yeah, this is probably all.
But I could see it happening.
I could see it happening. I can see it happening. But this is the kind of thing, and you may not get something like that going on, but this is the kind of power that Scientology has.
Oh,
Scientology,
yeah. Lots of power and money.
Really, really, really scary. Got a question on alternative transportation. Yet another thing from the Max Headroom type state. Got a guy wrote me a letter. Oi, popped into the Rant Radio chat room today and saw your topic for tonight. In our chatting, we came across a dilemma. I was wondering if you could address tonight as well. Most of us live in areas you have to have a car. Yet, to find a car dealership that sells independently made cars, not buying a car is not an option. At least for me, it's most of these car manufacturers are pretty dodgy. No pun intended. Same with computers.
Speaking of the microphone.
Sure, I can make a computer, but parts are made by major corporations to do some pretty nasty thing. What's a poor geek to do? JoJo the dog face boy. He wants to know where he's going to get himself an independently made car.
What are independently made cars?
Well, they're like the Shark. Yeah. The Shark is an independently made sports car, which exists, and I'm slowly tying myself up with my shirt here.
He's stripping and tying himself up at the same time. It's like S&M I don't know what's going on here.
It's like
Sean.
The naked news here.
It is. It's really funny.
I'm trying to get this goddamn shirt.
He's on camera, too. Yeah, you want a copy.
If you want a copy of me taking off my dress shirt to get down to a white T-shirt, no, you don't want it. I'm here to tell you. Okay, the Shark. There's lots of independently made vehicles. There's in the way of motorcycles. There's not too much in the way of cars because there's huge cost involved.
Huge cost. If you don't make a million cars, it's going to cost a fortune.
Big bucks.
Like, these companies cut cars off because they're not selling just quite as much as the top cars.
What I'm wondering, you know what I'm really surprised at? Nobody's made the bike from Acura. The Tetsuo bike. Production to buy.
Yeah.
That amazes me.
I can't really remember what that bike does that is different than...
The long red one?
Yeah, I know
really
what it looks
cool
like, but what does it do? It's more than a bike. More than a normal
Nothing.
Bike.
It just looks super cool. It's the coolest bike ever made. I mean, come on. What does it do? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, somebody should license that.
Well, somebody should do that. I mean, Jesus Christ.
And the 10 geeks in the world that have enough money that really like Acura
would
whatever. Buy it.
No way. No way. Man, if I get enough money, $100,000
production
I'm gonna make
bike.
I'm going to make those bikes and I'm going to sell them because it wouldn't cost that much to make those bikes, man. But what's a poor geek to do, Joe? Joe, I have no idea, man.
Buy a bicycle. Public transportation.
Yeah, fuck, whatever. It doesn't work like
that. Get a face mask.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Nah, I don't blame Nickster and Angry Shirts. About the suit thing, I disagree. Having worked in the corporate environment for a while, you suddenly started wearing a suit every day. They would think you're looking for a new job. If you really want to get noticed on the job or on all the time, dress how you like, but adjust your attitude. Two words. Be nice. Be nicer than the person you're dealing with. Trust me. I've done this every day. If the person you're dealing with is an asshole, be nice. There's nothing more frustrating than someone who's been trying to piss you off than acting like they are not mad at you.
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
The madder they get, the nicer you get. They get even madder.
Yeah.
And then they can't say anything about it either.
Yeah, they got fuck all they can say about that because they're just getting like, I'll finally hate you. You suck. I have some really cool art, by the way, that was given to me. This was physically given to me by Lorena, Gadat's wife.
Very cool.
Yeah. Something skipping?
No. Music on the internet doesn't skip, unless your computer's frozen.
Nope. Okay. Well, Lorena gave me this really cool piece of art, which I have to take a digital photo of and bring down and throw up. But it's like Sean the Aztec Prince Anger Download guy. It's very cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very, very
cool. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, super cool. And
that's the person who made that mask that we put up a couple
It's actually,
couple weeks
that mask
ago.
Was a sketch. This is the full-size version.
Oh, very, very cool.
Yeah, super cool. It's all like in this chrome steel thing going on there.
Oh, yeah, she works with metals. It's just amazing stuff.
Fucking incredible stuff. Really, really cool. And Kadath turned me into this group called Osric Tentacles. Now, they're in England, but they've got kind of this really cool sound to them. Some of their stuff is like a Pink Floyd meets Stevie Ray Vaughan meets... it's like older Floyd meets Stevie Ray Vaughan meets Delirium. is probably the best way to explain this.
Okay? Very cool.
And I got two tunes for them, and I got a little special something that Smokehouse sent me. This isn't Smokehouse. It's kind of something Smokehouse made, sort of. Well, Smokehouse altered.
Manipulated.
But it's a little something from Vampire This Morning, who may not be here tonight, but that's okay, because I'm sure she's going to be freaking out. If anyone wants to message her, then she might want to tune in right about now.
That's right.
So we have two Osric Tentacles tunes. They've been around since the 1980s. Very, very cool. The first song we're going to play is Pyramidon. The second, and then we're going to have this thing by Vampire This Morning. And then we have the last song called Strangitude. And Strangitude is super duper cool. Like, very, very cool. Kind of a little bit more ambient. Okay, so it's not so high end. But very nice stuff. Osric Tentacles. Get your Audio Galaxy fired up, man. Ozric Tentacles. And check it out. It's very, very, very cool. So without further ado...
Well, I've got something to add in there as well.
Oh, what's this?
It's another remix by the guy who did...
No way! Yeah. I'm so cool!
Another good one.
Sexy! Did he do
by
a good one?
DJ Ojive, which is...
DJ Ojive. Which is, by the way, you guys who are using the names I give you, that is the coolest shit, because I actually strained my brain to try to come up with really cool names. And it's hard.
I bet it is.
It is hard, because like, there's nobody more important to me, really, than these folks out there who... Like, you guys tune in every night. And after you tune off the show, and you're like, wow, man.
And you think about it after,
and you
too,
think
right?
about it. And, you know, guys, send me mail. If you want to send me mail, theman@rantradio.com. Even if you're in other countries, especially if you're in other countries, if you're in Europe and you're getting this show, oh, I've only heard this one show, I don't care. If you only heard one show, if you just got the email address, send me an email, drop a line, make sure you tell me where you are on the planet, because I think it's super duper cool. Because that's what makes it worthwhile. I'm not getting paid here. Nobody's getting paid.
Nope.
Okay, so it's all good, and we've been doing this now...
A long time.
A long fucking time.
Like almost, I don't know, who knows?
I can't remember when
three
this is not part of my life.
You know it's long when.
You know it's long when. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, very, very slick. Thank you so much for everyone who's been going out there. And it's growing. I mean, we're growing, like, by probably 10% every show.
Yeah, there's a scroll bar before the show even starts now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And keep it up. You know, it's like if everybody just tells, like, two friends.
Yeah.
Or four friends. Or
tell
some people
tune in or
go wacko about
send
it.
Send them the MP3.
Become fanatical. Walk around with a signboard. When you see those guys downtown and they're going they're yelling with the bullhorn in the book of James, get on there and get on your own soapbox and say, Sean doesn't think this is any good. You should check out what Sean says, because these guys suck.
Sean is the man. You better listen to Sean.
You better listen to Sean. In the book of Sean, he says, don't do exactly what I'm doing here. Whoa,
I'm on a higher ladder than the other crazy guy down the street.
See if you can get in a ladder contest. Or take a book that you like. He's reading from his favorite book. You read from yours. And then in chapter 5, the Deliberator found himself a new bike.
If it gets cold out there, just start burning some Scientology books to keep you warm.
Oh, yeah. They like that. You know, especially if you can get actually a picture of a Christian book burning. Ooh, I'd love to get some footage of a Christian book burning. That would kick ass.
That'd be great.
So we got that tune, too. So let's put that in. Let's put that in before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll do that remix
people,
first.
It's crazy people.
Crazy. Oh, is it crazy people?
It's crazy
can't
people
be crazy no more. Very, very cool. And stick around, guys. It's going to be rocking. And tell people you don't know to hang out. Okay, we'll see what this guy did.
Here we go.
Your one-stop geek programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
You go out and you meet somebody, you're hanging out with them, and it's all good. You know, you're talking about shit, and you get into, like, philosophy, that coffee shop talk, and you're, like, going on, and you're talking about, well, you know, the way the universe is always expanding and everything, and, you know, what about my day in traffic, you know, and I'm really worried about traffic, and everything's all in my life and my bills and everything. But, you know, luckily, God is my co-pilot. Well, I just can't wait for the rapture, for Jesus to come to take us all the way, and then I'll be just fine, and then we won't have to worry about this anymore. And then you're talking to the guy's like, yeah, man, I know what you mean. And right in the middle of the conversation, he comes out and says, well, I just can't wait for the rapture for Jesus to come to take us all away, and then I'll be just fine, and then we won't have to worry about this anymore. And you don't say anything else, but you know what happens. It goes, you're insane, this guy's fucking crazy. And all of a sudden you're trying, you're stuttering, you're like, holy fuck, this guy's a wacko. And then your number one drive right then and there is get the fuck away from them. You're like, oh my God, I just realized everybody at this table is crazy. And they've got crazy, glassy-eyed look on their face. And they're just completely fucked. Why the hell is it that these people can just infiltrate into our society? You know, there used to be homes for these people. We used to be able to lock them away and say, one day I will cosmically be whisked away to another fucking dimension. Because I'm the chosen one. Time that happens, we have to have some sort of thing. Instead of going, you know, we'll just pull back. Instead of pulling back and going, oh my God, I get out of here. You should just stop and go, ah, you're crazy, and point it out so that everyone can see that in fact this person's insane. You can just call it out in the middle of the coffee shop. Just be sitting there talking and go, well, you know, luckily God is my co-pilot. You go, ah, you're crazy. Point at them and begin running, because that'll be the only thing you can do. Get the fuck away from these people. They're crazy. You know, I don't want anyone who thinks God is their co-pilot. I mean, who's flying the fucking plane, asshole? Ah, you're crazy! Well, I just can't wait for the rapture for Jesus to come to take us all away, and then I'll be just fine. We won't have to worry about this anymore. And then you stop. Ah, you're crazy! Well, you know, luckily, God is my co-pilot. You know, I don't want anyone who thinks God is their co-pilot. I mean, who's flying the fucking plane, asshole? It's crazy. That's crazy talk. When you're doing that shit, that's just what you do when you go fucking insane. Oh my God, you're insane. My name is John Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Once upon a time, there was the beginning. The future. Or is this the beginning? Some say that a true beginning, one can never reach a true end. So we wait and dream of faraway lands and the love of man and the days gone by. And the days gone by. Once upon a time, there was a great awakener, a lover, nature. Once upon a time, there was a Celtic dream in everyone, in everything. So dream of faraway lands and love of man and the days gone by.
All right, so we're back on the air. That's Osric Chemical, a little bit more mellow, a little bit more metal, but I figure that for those people out there, because, you know, we're always feeding you industrial, but we like to stay fairly across the board. We want to make sure that, you know, everybody's getting the kind of music that is cool, and that is cool music if you're in the right mood for it. Okay, speaking of stuff that you have to be in the right mood for, I need a little bit of help here. I need somebody to kind of...
Oh, your microphone just turned off. Yeah, there.
Are we back on?
Yes.
Okay. I need somebody to clear something up for me here.
Okay.
Can someone... I'm going to get feedback in about 20 seconds. You got me real...
We cranked up the music because we really liked it, so we're going to turn it down.
You didn't like it. You hate that kind of music.
I do not.
Don't lie.
It's very cool. You just have to be in the right mood.
Yeah, that's right. Good cover. The last two episodes of the British TV show, The Prisoner. I watched The Prisoner. I watched the last two episodes.
The bouncing bubbles are coming to get me.
No, The Prisoner is awesome. The Prisoner is so cool. Wacko.
We will break you. You can make it your life's work. You know, it's like, you know. You're trying. There's awesome sound quotes in there.
Yeah.
Like, guys, if you want to rip something for sound quotes, rip The Prisoner. There is
the whole thing. I made a song about it.
The
Prisoner song is like nothing but Prisoner quotes.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's amazing. There was one that I was watching. It was, I can't remember which one it was, but this woman was sitting there going, I'm writing poetry, and you're trying to interfere with my confirmation of my adaptation to society. Strange talk for a poet. That kind of stuff. You guys are awesome. Like, Prisoner's wicked. If you haven't checked out The Prisoner, check it out. However, the last two episodes were very fucked up. I'm not really clear on how that was supposed to work, but, Can someone please sort me out, the man at rantradio.com? Can someone please...
Like, it was that baffling.
He was running away, holding the midget's hand and jumping on a double-decker bus. It's bizarre. Really fucking strange.
Throw some midgets in there, it's always good.
So, more on the coming state. Let's talk about how things are starting to happen on a digital front. It's not just the sheeple who are going to get nailed by these things. Okay, the sheeple are becoming online, so you have to stay on top of this. Brilliant CEO! Here's some sweet shit.
Perfect name for a company, huh?
You get
complimented every time.
If you think this is something good, wait until you check this out. If you've not heard about Brilliant, what this does is one of those annoying little things that's like adware, only infinitely more evil, that installs, like, it comes bundled with everything else under the sun, like Real Media Player or whatever.
It comes with, those free things, you know, free.
Yes, so the free
is
stuff.
Good. Wait.
I'll give you this free screensaver. And then, of course, you hit the next button faster than your eyes can focus.
Yes, next.
Whatever. Get in.
Give it to me. Just get it to me. Stuff.
So, and then you install it. And in a couple months, this thing goes on. So what does Brilliant CEO do? This allows... It's sort of like SETI, only for a corporation. What it does is allows...
You're not working to find ETs.
Yeah,
you're working for them.
You're working for them now. They utilize your computer to store data, use your bandwidth, distribute information, and computer resources.
Yeah, they can use your computer up to 100% utilization 24 hours a day if they feel like it.
And you say, wait, Sean, that sounds really fucking evil. That doesn't even make sense. Is that legal? I don't know. It really doesn't matter.
You said yes.
Yeah,
it's legal now.
Because you said yes in the agreement, it's legal now. See, this is what I'm talking about, okay? No. Blade Runner's a movie. Is it? Is that right?
Really?
No, it doesn't work like
that. So they're going to use your hard drive to store their movies that they're sending out by...
Oh, yeah, their episode, their process, state, you know, God only knows. But the thing is now your computer's no longer your own. No. You volunteered that shit.
It's somebody else's computer.
Unbelievable. More coming on this. If you think that's not something, now let's just take the Brilliant CEO and put that with, like, say, the Dirt program. From the Register, people are not familiar with this. Okay, the Super Dirt Trojan. Okay, this is a Trojan which infects your computer when you go to a website. Okay? That's all this thing does. So, what would happen if, say, you took like it's talked about it here, and there's more information on this on Cryptome.org, which is an amazing website to keep track of this kind of stuff. That's going to be the daily link of the day. But you want to check that out. Like, Cryptome has a huge thing on it here.
There's even a link to the virus, I think.
Yeah, and you can get the open source. It's amazing. What this does is you go to the website, you look at it, and it infects your computer.
Self-installing.
Self-installing just by looking at the page. Thank you for calling. You know, please get your whole head in front of the shotgun. Like, how nuts is that? And there's different versions of it. There's Hope, and there's a couple other ones, which, you know, people go, wow, it's kind of script kiddie shit. Well, guess what? Script kiddie shit gets results because their marketing funnel is the internet, guys, and they're dumping stuff, and they're big enough that it's just going to go right down the whole pipe.
Okay? And once it's quasi-legal, a company gets a hold of it, right?
You betcha, man. You look at something like Brilliant CEO, and by itself, that's evil. But you cross this shit with, like, dirt, man, we're talking some serious ice here, okay?
You know those things that pop up when you go to a web page? Would you like to install Comet Cursor? This doesn't even ask you.
And you and I won't say yes, but our moms will say yes.
Yep.
You know what? Everybody,
the
baby boomers, man, you frag like a baby boomer, okay? These people, you know, they don't understand what they're doing on the box. Not their fault.
Sean and I know.
They do. They click on everything. Whoa, going mad. Oh, I have a message. Look at that. Click.
Take a look at the ad remove programs list in their computers. It's miles long with crap.
Fuck that. Go type in their MS config and see what they got running in their startup folder.
Why is my computer so slow?
I've got more RAM in this thing than God, and it's still slow. That's because you're running five different versions of Surcam. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wow. You got the rare strain, too.
Wow. You got, like, Monkey B on here. Do you have any idea how old Monkey B is? Holy shit, Batman.
That takes me back.
Well, that's still, I mean, and this, again, it's only going to get better from here.
More subversive.
It's only going to get better. It's only going to get just really, really hideous. Okay?
That's why we're here.
That's to educate you.
Yeah,
for as long as we can. And they're still trying to take out all the internet radio stations.
Yep. Still.
Okay. Really, really scary.
We're safe in Canada, but for how long?
But for how long? As long as we possibly can, you know? I mean, it might come to the day when...
We'll have to be broadcasting to some small European country that just formed a month ago.
Maybe Sean Kennedy the fucking man will have to be shut down.
Maybe. We don't want that.
That'll happen. But if it does, you can bet that there'll be one last digital baptism before I go off the air.
We'll all turn into bits and bytes and broadcast into the internet.
Well, no, I'll just change my name and keep broadcasting.
Yeah, you'll move. Faster than you can catch them.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll take a hold of this brilliant software, and it'll just infect everyone's computers automatically.
I will become Project 2501. That's my whole thing here. You still not buying into this whole thing? You're still not cluing into the whole whole cyberpunk thing? You know, the people who... Actually, probably everyone who's listening probably already sees this. They're going, holy shit, Sean is, like, fully right here. Oh, my God, he's really, really right. Like, you've always kind of suspected it, but now you got the ammo to convince other people. But we're not that far out yet. We're not Max Headroom yet, are we? Oh, yes, we are.
Oh,
how
yeah.
about putting corporate sponsorship on police cars?
Yeah.
How about that one? Check this shit out. Okay? This is some funky, cheesy, chocolatey goodness.
Straight from the Charlotte Observer.
Yeah, in Miami. This arrest brought to you by Pepsi.
I just made that up when I was talking to you about it earlier.
Yeah. So that's what it's about, and
wow.
It's unbelievable. They're putting... So what do you suppose the likelihood of, say, a Pepsi executive is pulled over by the Pepsi police car, like the Pepsi cop is going to give the Pepsi Corp...
You're drinking Coke, son.
Yeah, you know, what are you doing, buddy? Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Your headlights out, it
yeah,
seems.
You know, like, what's going on here? I'm not... really cool with cops getting paid in any way, shape, or form by large corporations. Okay, that worries me.
When a cop climbs out of the number 24 DuPont car.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, that gets a little bit weird. It gets a little bit weird. All we got to do is get the hover cars in place and we're doing good stuff.
Say a corporation like Walmart sponsors the cop cars.
Mm-hmm.
Say there's a protest at Walmart.
Yeah.
And say Walmart
was going to pull their advertising if they don't get the cops down at Walmart.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
Hey, do I want my cops influenced by advertising all of a sudden in corporations? I don't think so. They're bad enough as they are.
Advertising is only the tentacle of the corporation. That's all that is. Okay. Advertising in and of itself, I'm a firm believer that advertising itself is not evil. I say that again.
No.
Advertising itself is not evil.
You have
evil.
To get your product out.
You have to let
somehow.
People know what's going on. However,
it's the way it's done.
It's how it's done. When you're steamrolling ads on the beach up and down, okay.
Oh, I hated that one.
That's like, no, man. Let's have some ethics. Let's have a little bit of morality going on here.
Or like in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or the Red Dwarf books where they explode stars to spell out corporations in the sky that last for months on end.
Yeah, that's
wait
a little...
for it. If they could do it, it would come.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Pepsi for 4 months in the sky.
Yep.
Because
you...
we exploded 24...
Suns. To make more money.
We didn't need them anyway.
How crazy is that? And what about... What kind of errors are going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, when you talk about the broadband, everything's happening. What about the errors that can occur? Now, this is a funny little story about a bank that declared all of its customers dead.
Oh, really?
Yes. There was a glitch.
Those computers, they're wacky.
A little fly somewhere screwed up. And everybody claimed they were, it all came up that they were dead.
Okay.
Okay, now let's just follow this chain of events. This is a little bit funny. Ha ha. Ha ha. More than 400 customers of the Central Carolina Bank have been declared dead because of an apparent banking error.
Error, yeah.
Okay, now, it's kind of like this. You're out somewhere with your prospective partner.
Yes.
And you're having dinner.
Yeah.
And you paid
nice restaurant.
In a nice fucking restaurant.
You're trying to impress her.
Yeah.
Or him.
Or wherever. Your partner. And you go to pay for the meal with your debit card because God knows you don't want to carry cash.
No.
And it comes back that you're deceased. What's the first thing going to go through that matchity's mind?
You've stolen it.
You've stolen that card.
Some poor old dude's bank card that just kicked off.
And you've stolen that. Well, this person's dead. The cops are on their way. Oh, the Pepsi cops are on their way. Okay? And guess what? Because you, okay, listen to Rant Radio.
Yeah.
All I have to do is say, oh, look at this. This guy's got hacker sites on here. He's using a dead guy's credit card. You go to jail. And how long will you be in jail before they sort it out?
A while.
How long?
You hacker, you terrorist, you.
Terrorist, you information terrorist. Okay? What? Everyone's like, ha ha, they were declared dead, ha ha. Let's talk about huge, like you're trapped, you can't go anywhere, you can't pay for cab rides, you're fucked.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Effectively.
You are effective. You've been erased, motherfucker. Okay, it's a bad scene. Okay, Brazil, another good movie to check out. You want to talk about that?
Oh, there you go. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly
what... Oh, I'm sorry, you're dead. We'll have to take you away. All your funding is cut. Oh, my God.
Yeah, really, really terrifying.
First scene of Brazil.
Okay, and that's just a really scary factor when you start... And you don't have to... The more that we become online, technology is our friend, okay? Technology is here if we learn to utilize it. If you don't master it, motherfucker, it will master you.
Yes.
Okay? So now is not the time to be lazy, all right? Now is not the time to sit back. And you know what? There's something else going on here, okay? What you got to do is it's up to you not only look after yourself, boys and girls, okay? It's not just up to you to look after yourself. You, because all knowledge comes with responsibility. If you cannot educate other people, your family members, people you care about, people in your community, you're responsible for those people.
Mm-hmm.
You are. That's right.
You don't want the town around you to collapse.
You don't want that. You are
family.
The digital guardian of these people because they don't understand. You know, that's kind of like with old knights of old. You know, the guy didn't have a suit of armor and couldn't run around and slay all the raiders who were coming into the village. He didn't just sit back on his arms and go, well, I'm okay. Fuck everybody else. They can all get killed.
They're going to die, but I'm okay.
Even if you were like a stranger in a strange land, you show up in some village, they hate you because you're different. Okay, and you see that they're going to come in and get totally raped by these raiders. You have to stand up and you have to protect them.
You're the guardian of the Luddites around you.
You've got to be a Luddite guardian. It sucks. Don't tell me. I know it sucks. Yep. I know it sucks, and they won't appreciate it either.
You know those people that phone you up, my computer's not working. Yeah, you know, those are the people you're protecting.
Yeah, those are the ones.
They have no clue.
They have no clue, and you know what? They're nice people. Just because they don't know, because they haven't got the interest, okay? But they're nice people, and they even if they piss you off, they don't deserve to be digitally enslaved by Brilliant. They don't deserve...
That's what it is. Yeah, it's digital enslavement.
You fucking rights it is. You know it is. It's digitally enslaved.
And you don't even know
a pawn.
It.
You are a commodity. They will digitally enslave you. They will sell your ass for as a consumer product, and you'll get your barcode in the motherfucking mail. Okay? What is that about? No. It's not just about looking after yourself anymore, guys. Guess what? Everybody knows who's listening to this broadcast.
You're
right
now. You're the Underground Railroad.
We more than the Underground Railroad, we're the Underground Superhighway, man.
Yeah.
Okay, we're the Underground Neighborhood. And everyone who says, computers, you know, these kids, they get on the computers, they're so disconnected, motherfucker. There are kids more connected today than any time in history. Okay? It goes like this in cool inventions, okay? The ability to can food, recorded music, the internet, in that order. Okay?
Canned food.
Well, canned food is pretty cool.
Yeah. It lasts a while.
I'm sure most of our fucking listener base would starve to death if it was not for canned food, okay? But seriously.
Canned, cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now. Hard.
Spoon. Give me
hard.
Spoon.
Give me that fucking spoon. Okay. It's what's going on. You are responsible for people that you fucking hate. It's shitty, I know, but guess what? Now today, we are more connected than we've ever been in history, and the people who are really connected, you have more friends now than you did. Imagine what, like, remember what it was like before you had the computer? Remember what it was like before you had ICQ? Before there was things like Cult? Before there was Rant Radio? When you were just the only one of five freaks in your school and none of you talked to each other? Remember that? But now you're part of a massive, expanding, international network of people who send each other alerts and implications, and they have this wonderful chaos that is traveling forwards to protect people, okay? They're protecting themselves. And just like all good heroes, you'll get spit on for it.
Uh-huh.
So suck it up, princess, and walk it off, and you better get used to it, because you got to start looking after your neighbor. The day of being terrified of everyone else, you don't have to make a big deal about it. You're not going to get any recognition for it. But it's all about integrity, boys and girls. It's all about having the integrity of standing up and going, nope, whatever, I'm just going to look after these people. And they're like, well, that's how it is. Now, I'm not saying you should hack in anybody's system. I'm not saying that. But you should definitely take it upon yourself that people come up and they go, oh, I got this Brilliant thing. Should I install it? No.
No.
Well, why not? It's evil. Oh, okay, because they won't understand anything you tell them about digital enslavement. I mean, you couldn't scare the living Jesus out of them. You know, fear is a powerful
then
motivator.
Then they won't install anything.
Yeah.
They'll turn off their computer. Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, you got to...
Tell them it's evil, leave it at that. They won't install it.
Well, you got to educate, you know, to a certain level, but you got to kind of spoon feed in the beginning. You know, people who don't know about computers, you slowly got to bring them
just
in.
Just tell them,
find
it takes control of your computer.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's adware. It's spyware. That's a good one. I tell people about spyware, they're terrified of spyware.
I know.
People are
Spyware?
Jesus Christ.
What does that do?
Oh, my God.
It collects information and sends it off to big corporations that fuck you.
Oh, that take you outside and nail you in the ass. Okay, so that's how it is. Incidentally.
Yes.
I mean, I've made two references. Getting fucked in the ass, and I call people faggots.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to clarify a few things.
Okay.
I'm not a homophobe. Okay. Anyone who thinks I'm a homophobe out there in Rant Radio Land needs to tune in to the shows where I was talking about when I used to party with all the drag queens.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I will say it again.
Check
I will
out those
take,
rants and
I will
shows.
Take five drag queens, and I will take on any rugby team of your choice. No, make that seven drag queens. I will take on any rugby team of your choice with seven drag queens at the bar. They can choose the liquor. We will drink the entire fucking rugby team under the table. I'll be out after the first nine rounds. Okay, but drag queens can drink anyone under the table. That is the rule. RuPaul, do not fuck with RuPaul. Okay, RuPaul could, like, close Jack Daniels down. Okay, seriously, he could take on Jack and kick his ass.
Give me some more.
RuPaul would be, oh, my God, he'd be lighting shit on fire in high heels. Crazy. Okay. So, I just use it as, like, whatever. I'm not going to justify myself. You don't like it. Fuck off. Okay, getting back on target here.
Yeah.
since we can harvest stem cells from human embryos. Now, this is another thing. You know what I mean? And Johnny Mnemonic, they were talking about digging the silicone onto my back brain. Now, governments have no call. If you don't let me do the medical procedure I want, fuck off. I'm going to another country then.
We're going to England.
Let's go to England. We'll go to Australia. Since we can't harvest stem cells from human embryos, the U.S. is now planning to buy them from Australia.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Hey.
U.S. signs
it's a big world.
To buy Australian stem cells. Now, I don't think the reason why they banned stem cell research was because they didn't want to have that happening in their own country. They're against the moral and ethical implications of it. So to shut these people up, they just said, fine, we're not going to do stem cell research, but we'll buy them from other countries.
Yeah.
That
help?
You know, how does that do a single thing? How nutty is that? That, and again, this is the seed. This is the seed. This is where it's all going. Okay, and if you don't believe that, check your T-shirt. Why is everyone, like in the future, this is where this is going to go. In the future, we're all going to live in gated communities, okay, that are put together by companies. If you get a job at GE, you will live in the GE compound.
Yes.
With the GE police.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have the GE medical plan.
Wearing your GE T-shirt.
And you will drive through the neighborhood.
In your GE car.
In your GE car.
With your GE watch.
With your GE watch and all your GE fucking gear and your GE fingerprinting, and then you will get to GE. And while you're on your way there, you will be terrified shitless of all the people who don't work at GE, who are living on the streets, and there's going to be a lot more of them. And you're going to be looking at, and these people are going to serve one purpose. Their purpose is to scare the living shit out of you, so you will be too scared to leave GE. So the next time that they tell you to get something where they'll fire your ass, you'll look out your window and see what those people are doing, and welcome to the wage slave state. Economic serfdom, baby. Welcome aboard. This is where it's going. Okay? So what do you got to do? First thing you got to do is educate yourself. Read everything. Learn to read, okay? It's the best thing you can do. If you want to get into business for yourself or do something
like that.
Like
that book you always reference, The Media Monopoly by Ben Bendikian.
Yeah, Ben Bendikian.
Find out who controls what.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of crap going around. There's a lot of people trying to stop media, stop the dissemination of knowledge, about real knowledge, about things that are important. You got to watch that crap, okay? And if you don't believe that that's happening, man, check out your T-shirts. People are walking around with Tommy Hilfiger, and that sets their status symbol. I mean, it's exactly the same thing. I work with Sony. Yeah, well, I work with Hitachi. Well, I give the guy with Sony more respect, because Sony's a more respectable company than Hitachi. No, it's not.
No, dig deeper, then.
What the fuck? Dude, you know, Tommy Hilfiger. I'm Tommy Hilfiger. I'm a Tommy Hilfiger clone.
I'm a bit extreme. I don't wear any logos. I took all the logos off
you?
My car.
You extreme? Yeah, no.
You're like, I subscribe to Adbusters. There's no logos on the outside of my car. People always look at it and go, what the fuck is that car?
Adbusters makes me insane. Now, understand that I think that stripping your logos off everything does sweet fuck all, okay? You're not going to accomplish anything by doing that, okay? It's cool.
It's less advertising in the world. Yeah, I don't want to live in Tokyo.
Sure, that's fine. Well, guess what? Tokyo's coming. There's not a fucking thing you can do about it. No, you can't. That's good. You know, it's kind of like whatever. And if you want to, you can only control your own world and your own life. But
right.
You've got to get educated, okay? Put down the comic books, okay? Stop reading shit. Stop putting crap into your brain. Okay, because that's what a lot of this fluff out there is. You want to read about this? Go get some of these business manuals that these assholes are reading. Go get some of these guerrilla tactics so you can recognize it, so you can see it. Know your enemy, man. You got to know what's going on. Develop a passion for reading. You've got to get this. Okay, if you think I'm a pinhead, fine. You think the show sucks, fine. I don't care. Okay, what I do care about is that you don't wind up being somebody's fucking slave. Okay, I don't want to see the people who listen to this program wind up getting themselves in a position where they are well and truly fucked. Okay, and that happens, and it's coming, and it's only going to get worse. And I'll broadcast for as long as I can, okay, while this is coming. But there's going to come a day when they're going to try to shut us down, too. And we make a lot of jokes about it. We made a lot of jokes about me going to jail and shit like that.
It's serious.
But we're not kidding, guys.
They're shutting down radio stations in the States right now that are not corporate sponsored.
Yeah, that's it. You're not corporate sponsored.
You don't have enough money.
You die.
You're out of there.
Yep. And it's only a matter of time. So we'll go for as long as we can. Recommended media, okay? Now, we were talking about self-improvement. There's a book called NLP, the new technology of achievement. This is a subliminal method of enhancing yourself. Okay, essentially what it is like self-hypnosis, but they do a lot. So I don't have a link for the book, but I'm sure you guys will provide it in the IRC. The title of the book is NLP, the new technology of achievement. Okay. Coupling with that is Evelyn Wood's 7-day speed reading course. Now, this is some interesting shit. I got this book. This book cost me $7 as a paperback.
That is not bad.
Okay? And it's like this. You know, they talk about, you know, when you read a book and you're like, man, I hate reading. Why do you hate reading? Because it's boring, right?
Right. You fall asleep. You drift off. You go, what did I just read? And you have to read the paragraph again.
Why is it boring? Because you can't get into your head fast enough.
Is that it?
That's exactly
your head's
what.
Bored. You're like,
no, because you think, I think probably hit 100,000 words per minute, but the average human thinks at 50,000 words per minute.
Really?
That's your speed of thought. Yeah. So when you read, what are you doing? You're looking at the words. Okay. I will tell you all right now. Okay. Your reading speed right now, if you measure it. Okay. Listen up, guys. Here's a little bit of homework for you. If you measure your reading speed right now, it'll come across at about 250 words per minute. If you're lucky and you haven't and you're reading fast, you'll come in at 300 words per minute. Okay. I'm not going to tell you how to get yourself up to 600 to 900 words per minute just now.
Yeah, really?
Okay, yeah, right now.
Okay.
All you do, okay, when you're doing this, because I got to explain how this works, all right? When you're reading, okay, what's happening is your voice inside your head, you're reading the words, and you have a voice inside your head that is telling you each word as you go, okay? And you're just staring in there at the book. Sit at a table, okay, or wherever you're reading, put your finger on the page, read, follow, put your finger down, and follow the words with your finger. Just like you did when you were learning how to read, and you put the little ruler down, and you put your finger on the word.
Is that why the speed readers, like, go...
That's exactly why.
Move their hands down the page?
Because they're following that. That gets more advanced, okay?
Yeah, oh yeah.
But at the beginning, just follow your finger along, and don't go back. If you think you missed something... Okay? Don't go super fast. Don't do that shit you see on TV. Fuck that. I'm talking about just moving along, get a line, go to the next line. And you know what? At first little while, it'll be uncomfortable, okay? But then you'll realize that you've changed the way the data goes in your head. All that is code. All that is code. Anything on a screen, any kind of written image is code. That's all that is. If you run your finger along and don't go back... You will find that going back, actually it's been proven, okay, that going back and rereading stuff does not improve retention of knowledge. It doesn't. Okay, it's a myth. If you just sit down, do that with your finger, you will double and even triple your reading speed. Your top end speed you're going to get out of that, by the way, is 900 words per minute if you're not doing that. There's exceptions to every rule. All right? But that's a good speed reading course. Data, knowledge is power. Apply data. The more knowledge you get, the better you go. I've slacked off on my reading this week. Okay, because I got some bunch of shit on the go. I haven't been able to chase it. I know it's a weak excuse, but there it is. Okay? But yeah, that Evelyn Woods 7-day speed reading course, dude, it's some fat shit. And for $7, don't go buying none of these high speed, low drag shit. They say if you go through the book, you can do between 1,500 and 3,000 words per minute.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, how fat would that be? Bring me my coding books, motherfucker. Okay. Now, the thing is, though, that technical manuals always take longer because you have to process it. But, like, fluff? Oh, man. Like, self-help books or business manuals or shit like that? Rip. Tear that shit apart, man. Craziness. Craziness. Another book you want to read that talks a little bit more about what I think is the coming age of the cyberpunk universe, Islands in the Net by Bruce Sterling. Older book, really good. Okay? I don't really agree with the ending, but it's a good book.
Skip the ending, then.
Skip the ending. Okay. What the hell? Why do I have to go to a spa?
I'm looking at that, too. I'm like... Go to a spa. Sounds fun, but how is that messing with the normal, Sean?
Sean writes a note to himself. Okay, so... I know where I was going with this. This doesn't really fit with the Blade Runner state, okay? But the reason why I got that in there, which you guys aren't seeing right now, so it really doesn't make a difference. But when just to stand back for a second, if... Everyone starts getting into a lot of this power achievement kind of stuff. You know what's going to happen? You're going to burn yourself out. Okay, you're going to get the black shakes, and you're going to fall down and go boom. Okay? Remember what I said last week about be alert? Okay, you got to book time for relaxation. And you got to book time with relaxation with yourself. Okay? What I recommend is you might want to pick up a book, go to the library, learn about meditation. Meditation kicks ass. Okay, it's been done for thousands of years. It's very, very cool. Sean's Crash Course in Meditation. Go into a room, sit down, keep your back straight, close your eyes, keep track of your breathing. Don't control it, just be aware of your breathing. And then as you become aware of it, you're aware that you're not controlling. It's kind of a neat feeling that your body's breathing on its own and you're just aware of your body's breathing. Welcome to meditation. That's it. Okay? And you can get more and more deep from there back and forth. That's Sean's Crash Course Meditation. And, dude, if you do that for 10 minutes every morning, you will not believe how much calmer you will feel about your day and your universe. Okay? Very, very cool. Now, one thing that... Go ahead.
Before we go to the next thing, can I play something and switch tapes? Because that tape's going to run out.
What are we playing?
Just that free internet radio thing.
Yeah, do that. Okay.
And I'm just going to switch tapes.
Sure.
So these people don't miss anything in the archives.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, because this is where we get our archives. So in order to save the archives...
We are going to save the radio.
Save the radio. Save the radio!
So this is a little message about what's happening in the States with internet broadcasting.
Okay, we're back. And a lot of people, Skitty's like, that's really funny that Sean's giving advice to how to keep and stay calm. Skitty, who do you think needs to know how to get themselves calm in a hurry? People who are calm all the time or people like me who used to get chronic nosebleeds for no reason, okay? Like, it was actually really funny. I used to get really stressed out. People would say something to me, I'd look at them, try to stay calm, and my nose would start to bleed. There's nothing more intimidating in the world than some guy sitting there and be like, oh, by the way, Sean, yeah, you know, I know you told me that data was gone, and I know I signed a document said the data was gone when you were going to destroy the data, but I need that data back. And I look at him, and then my nose starts to bleed, and he goes, ah, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to leave you alone then. That was really cool. Anyway, you got to learn the fine art of self-respect. Okay, that's what all this meditation and all this kind of stuff is about. You got to learn about self. You got to look after yourself, guys. Do something for yourself. When was the last time you did something for yourself? I don't mean jerking off. I mean, when was the last time you did something nice for you? Okay, seriously now. Okay, when was the last time you went out, bought a bottle of wine, say, just sat at home by yourself, watched some movies that you wanted to see? Or, you know, maybe did something decadent by yourself. Just go out to dinner by yourself. Go see a movie by yourself. So that you don't have to have that constant media spamming overload that you get from all dealing with other people all the time. And a lot of people are like, well, that's boring. Have you done it? Well, no. Try it. That's why I wrote in the homework this weekend, you're supposed to do something for yourself. Be it go to a spa, go to a movie by yourself, take yourself to dinner. But spend some time with you, man, because you're the only one who's really going to help you out, okay, in the long term. Okay, I'm trying to do some stuff here to help people out, but I mean, this is it. All I am is I'm just a guy talking to a microphone. Okay, that's all I got going on. So the daily site check of the day, by the way, you're getting past the mess with normals. Your daily site check of the day is cryptome.org. Go there. The guy has, and there's a guy, he's probably going to go to jail before I do, but he's got some intense shit. At Cryptome, oh yeah, they got fat stuff at Cryptome. Like, they're always, don't you know Cryptome? You ever
go
there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, man. He's constantly got, like, he gets emails from the government and posts them. He gets, like, really sensitive shit. He's broken so many news. Cryptome has, like, it's a little bit, it's not a really wonderful site. It's an informative site. It's not really laid out all that fantastic.
Well, it's all about info, huh?
It's all about the data, baby. Cryptome.org. Put it in the daily checks folder. Very, very good.
Somebody
site.
Was asking about that clip that I got. I can't remember exactly where it is, but if you follow the links from, like, this webpage here, saveinternetradio.org, and just follow it and try and find it through there. I don't know if they moved them or something, but it was there before. Oh, this page is pretty sparse.
You scroll down, it gets bigger. They got like tons and tons.
Oh yeah,
of shit.
just data. Here,
it's hard data. But for everyone into hard data, cryptome.org, very, very cool. It's a little not user friendly, but check it out. Okay, it'll work good for you. Okay, H-Hour, upcoming events. For no deal, he sent me this. Calling all Vancouver area fans of the cartoon Broken Saints. Okay, the first Broken Saints benefit concert is less than 3 weeks away, which is Tuesday, April 30th at 7 p.m. The Red... April, May? Isn't this past?
no, not yet. It's still April.
Oh, right. Yeah.
April 15th today.
Can't remember. Okay, April 30th, okay, at the Red Door Lounge. That's 135 East 1st Street in Vancouver, okay? So if you're a Broken Saints fan, go check out the Broken Saints website. But the Broken Saints concert is 3 weeks away. You can go there, meet the people who do the voices. If you're into anime, that'll be very, very cool for you to check out. Props out to No Deal for checking that out. Very, very neat. That's in North Van. Tickets are $10. All proceeds are going to paying our bills and finishing off the series of Broken Saints. And you can meet Andrew, Ian, Brooke in the flesh. Sure, it doesn't sound that thrilling at first, but let you roll off your tongue for a few times. Wow. Local bands Macefield and Surefall will be rocking the house, and there'll be tons of prizes, limited edition BS swag to be won. So, very, very cool. And that'll be neat. That'll be cool. So, I'm a big fan of anime. I think anime is one of the a really pure form of media. Animation is a very pure form of media because one person can usually keep, like, the art. It's really art, and it's becoming more and more powerful as art. I really, really enjoy, you know.
Well done, anime is very nice to look at.
Ghost in the Shell is art, okay? Incidentally, DJ Ojive, if you download and listen, and you're thinking about another rant to do, not that I'm asking. Not that I'm asking.
No suggestions here.
Not that I'm asking, but Smokehouse has told me time and time again that he thinks my best rant is not the suicide rant. He thinks my best rant is actually the falling chair rant. Okay, which is which would probably go to a hard edge techno tune pretty good. So yeah. If you're thinking, I don't know which one I should do next, falling chair is a good
check
one.
Check that one out. Yeah, John goes insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff you can do there, and I really like your style, man. It's really cool
awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I love how you divide it up and take out sections of it.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Throw them in there.
It's very great. Cool, and you got the layering happening, everything. Very, very slick. Very, very cool. Digital baptisms, and we got a full house to show it off tonight. We got three digital baptisms tonight. Wait. Foxy Lady is now known as Miss Conductor. M-I-S-S space conductor. You like that? See how clever that is?
That was clever.
That's pretty clever. Menace, I hereby dub thee as Mentat. Okay, so Menace is now known as Mentat. That is your digital baptism. And Magnus, M-A-G-N-U-S, is now known as Psychostic, which is P-S-Y-C-A-U-S-T-I-C, Psychostic. So we have Welcome to the Fold, Miss Conductor, Mentat, and Psychostic. Now, in closing, this week, okay, next week's show, I may not be on the air.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I'm going to Texas. Yes, Texas, and we had some fun. Okay, Texas is where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be just outside of Houston. So if there is anyone listening and downloading this who's from Texas in that region and they'd like to hook up, drop me an email, theman@rantradio.com. Now, I may, in fact, if I can swing it, set up a broadcast from Texas so the show might be on. I might be broadcasting from Texas next week. It's about a 50-50 shot, okay? So people who download this, if you want to tune in, we'll put something on the page. I'll send you a message, and we'll see if
sure.
we can get it up.
Yep.
Then you can check back to see if it's going to be there. If not, we'll play maybe a repeat show.
Sure.
Whichever
your favorite. We'll play the band one.
No.
No, I'm joking.
I'll stab you in the eye. You know, we can't play that one anyway because of the, you know, legal rant. So.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, anyway, what you want to do is if you can check back on the page, we'll be able to see if we'll be able to broadcast. I'd like to broadcast from Texas because I think it'd be really cool if I could
broadcast.
That would be neat. If I could broadcast from Texas, that'd be really, really cool. But
if not, maybe we'll do like a very short show. You can phone in.
Or something.
Do it for 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, or something.
For 10
so you
minutes.
Can talk about the Sean Kennedy show, Boy Does Sean Ever Suck show. And people can phone in and hack on me all night or something. I don't know. We'll see what we can do. And maybe I'll phone in and hack on it.
There you go. That's what I was talking about. You phone in, and I'll put you on the air through that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might be cool.
For a little while.
Yeah, that might be cool. That might be cool. So we can link up. But if you're living in around the Texas area, you want to hook up with me, okay, drop an email to theman@rantradio.com, and maybe we can hook up. It'd be cool. I'm not against that.
He'll kiss some hands and shake some babies.
Yeah, you betcha. let's go through the IRC and see who is able to stick it out. Okay, we got Enki, Homer. Oh, actually, Homer's always asking. Me,
Homer.
Smokehouse, The Wind Down, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle. Alien B, Oral Sex, Pinky Boy, Botweiler, Case, Clancom, Countersank, Dacid, Delamorte, DJ Crossfire, Dr. Zodiac, DZ0, Zero?
Zero.
And Ocean, fucking Jarrell, God Money, Gorka, Griffin, Hathel, Henry Rollins fan, Kedath, Knight, Crazy Fuck, Leshek, Lentium, Matty, Mr. Echo, Nekos, Nest Naked, and Psycho Wolf Up, Quoth, Ratfucker, Roto Overloaded, Sarah Goblin, Skitty, Soab, Sparky, Tanthrix, Tau Day, Playing UT, Templar Knight, Test Subject, Tyndalos, Trotsky's Ghost, Vampire Drizzt, Vata Krieg, Vampire This Morning, Zerstor, Pyro, First of the Fallen,
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, and Laboratory Wrath. So there we go. Where was I? Oh, yes. After the IRC. Well, you are free to distribute this program any way you want. As I've said before, at the beginning and end of every show, I tell you, you can take this and do whatever you want with it. You can remix it just like that DJ Ojive did. Make a transcribe of it. Say yo, hey to anybody you want. This is very, very cool. Hand it out. Give it to people. Leave it in people's mailboxes. I don't care. So do whatever you want. Rebroadcast on your own radio stations. Don't care. Go ahead. Consider this official permission. If you want to be on Rant Radio, we need programming. We also need mirrors.
So if you got a fat pipe.
Or if your boss has a fat pipe and you can get away with it.
Yep.
Email info@rantradio.com and we'll be able to set some shit up. Because that would be very, very cool.
Yes, you never know when one of the mirrors is going to be shut down by the man. Not this man.
Not different man.
The government.
Government. That's a good name. I'm going to name some.
Government.
Anyway. So, hey, until next week, everybody, make sure you all stay cool and be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you.
And come join us.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. When I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to people with the famous idea, a family to do and all the